the morning meeting on Talk Radio 930 WTAD. Sean Seacrest, Quaid alongside you. Thanks again to Representative Freeze for joining us on the morning meeting. If you missed any of it or you want to rewind, listen to some of Randy's greatest hits, the morning meeting podcast is available for you as well. And another gentleman that you'll hear when you pick up the podcast is the Chief of Economic Policy for the Illinois Policy Institute. Michael Lucci returns to the show this morning. Michael, good morning and welcome back to the morning meeting.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on again. I always love being on your show.
It seems, well, thank you. We appreciate that, and the check's in the mail. But every time we have you on, it seems that it's because of sort of poor either economic, manufacturing, population dispersion news. And I guess today's not going to be any different. So
it's always bad news when Lucci's on.
Yeah, if you're in the mood for a downer, you've come to the right spot for the next 12 minutes or so. Last week, we got numbers looking at preliminary unemployment numbers, and a full report was out yesterday. So the tail of the tape is unfortunately repetitive. I hate to just pull your string from your back like one of those old wind-em-up-and-talk dials, but we continue to lose jobs to our neighbor states, Indiana, Wisconsin, Michigan, and that ability to slow the exodus and to revamp Illinois policy to make it a more business-friendly state is stuck right now in Springfield. We just talked with our representative, Randy Freeze, in the segment before this, and he's a bit frustrated at what they're having to undergo right now. And as far as your view of how policy is changing, I would think you're a little bit hamstrung because it doesn't seem to be changing at all right now.
Well, that's true that the policies aren't changing, but what we should do is schedule to do interviews after we've changed policies and after we've turned things around so we could talk about much happier stories, because I am, in general, the person who has to go and tell the sad story of what's happening in Illinois right now with all the numbers to back it up. But what's happening right now is we continue to lose jobs. We're gaining jobs slower than any state around us, and year to date, we've only added 2,000 jobs compared to, you know, everyone around us has done multiples of that. Indiana's up 40,000, Michigan 54,000, Wisconsin nearly 30,000. You have Illinois, just 2,000 more jobs. So what this speaks to is people aren't able to find those good-paying jobs in Quincy, in the south suburbs of Chicago. They're not able to find those rewarding jobs that they want, so that they can make it here and provide for their family here. So that's why we argue very strongly that the most important thing the state needs to do right now is take on policies that will enhance job creation, that will make it easier for those people to find the good, rewarding opportunities in Illinois. So they're not going to Indiana, they're not going to Michigan, they're not going to Texas. We need good, rewarding jobs here, and they're not being created right now.
But, Michael, you'll hear, if we haven't heard the numbers already, unemployment's down to 5.4%. Yay!
Well, that's right, and there's been a little bit of a trick that's been going on with the unemployment rate. Basically, when people quit looking for work, they're no longer counted as unemployed. But if you look at the same survey that measures the unemployment rate, and you just say, how many people are working today? In the whole state of Illinois, how many people are working today compared to how many people were working before the Great Recession of 8 years ago? We're still down 200,000 people. There are 200,000 fewer people working today than there were about 8 years ago, and that is the worst recovery in the country of putting people back to work. So it is true that a lot of these folks are dropping out of the workforce and no longer looking for work. So the unemployment rate looks better than the real situation is here. But what we need to look at is how many people are actually working, and that's what tells the tale that Illinois is not having a recovery. You know, actually, we, as I said, we have the worst recovery of putting people back to work in the entire country.
Michael Lucci, Illinois Policy Institute, with us this morning on the morning meeting. You focus on Illinois, but as part of that, you understand the other economic policies, in and out migration that are going on in the region. St. Louis, for a long time at the end of the last century and even into this one, has been looked down upon by Chicago as a sort of, quote, little brother. Chicago's doing well with the financial sector and so forth, but recently St. Louis is starting to develop a bit of a reputation as an up-and-coming tech center, so much so I think it was, is it Procter & Gamble? If you know and I'm wrong, feel free to correct me, but I think it was Procter & Gamble who came out earlier this week and said they are moving more of their tech to the St. Louis area. Does that surprise you at all that suddenly St. Louis is competing for those levels of jobs that may have been put into Chicago if they were going to come to this region before now.
That is a little bit surprising, but I think it speaks to the fact that there are a lot of opportunities for those high-level jobs in St. Louis and in Chicago. Chicago's tech sector is also doing pretty well, and those are fantastic things. That transition should occur where tech jobs should come to places like the Midwest and not just all be clustered in the San Francisco area. That's a very good thing. That's a positive trend that we're seeing in a lot of cities across the Midwest, and St. Louis is becoming competitive for those jobs also. What we want to talk about some, what we really are focusing on at Illinois Policy Institute, are those jobs that you get without going to college, the manufacturing jobs, the trade and industry jobs. Those jobs are disappearing, and so what we're having in Chicago, and St. Louis has somewhat the same problem, is we're having some high-end jobs being created in the service industries, in the tech industries, in business, and that's all very good. We're happy about that. But the manufacturing sectors are disappearing in these places. Just Chicago itself has lost 50% of its manufacturing jobs since the year 2000. So while you have the north side of Chicago doing pretty well, you have certain parts of St. Louis doing pretty well. On the south side of Chicago, the areas that lived and died with manufacturing, those areas are really suffering, and it's because of policy problems. St. Louis has similar problems. The manufacturing around there isn't doing so well. Granite City Steel just announced again that they're going to be laying off thousands of workers on the Illinois side of the river there.
Michael Lucci, our guest this morning on the morning meeting. Are you seeing more of this in the urban areas around Illinois? There are problems that have largely been attributed to places like Manhattan, San Francisco, now Brooklyn, where cost of living is becoming such an issue that unless you're part of that sort of leading edge in the business world, part of that sort of upper-level income earner, that you can't afford to live there anymore. And it's leading to a dichotomy where those who are service workers in that area can't live in that community, can't afford to live in that community. Are you seeing more of that as this manufacturing sector sort of bottoms out here in Illinois, where the urban areas have become too costly?
We are seeing that, and it is comparable to a San Francisco-type situation where you have some high-end workers coming in, and those are fantastic. We want those in Chicago. They want them in San Francisco. But policies at the local level really exacerbate this difference between people who have a high-end job and people who have a manufacturing job. So on the one hand, a lot of the manufacturing jobs are leaving. On the other hand, there are a lot of things that happen in local government that do make it a lot more expensive for people to live there at any income level, but the high-income people are the ones who don't feel it that much. So the people in the middle and the lower incomes are the ones that really feel it when their energy costs go up or when their property taxes go up. They're going to feel that a lot more than people with higher incomes. So there is a problem where cities are becoming open for people of moderate or lower means, and that's not really felt at the higher income levels. And that's a separate problem, but that very much needs to be addressed because, frankly, these blue cities, these very progressive cities, price the middle class out of living in the city, and they make it very hard to be middle class in a city.
Michael Lucci, our guest this morning on the morning meeting. All right, so let's talk manufacturing jobs. Illinois, way under the bar as compared to our neighboring states, but you look at states that typically in the recent past were having large difficulties in the manufacturing sector. I'm talking about Ohio, I'm talking about Michigan, and now they're gaining thousands of manufacturing jobs while we're what did they do to turn that around that we could copy here in the land of Lincoln?
Well, with Indiana and Michigan, it's very simple. They reformed their workers' compensation program. Those states, their workers' compensation costs are about a third or lower than the same costs in Illinois. Caterpillar has come out, their CEO has come out and said that specifically. When he does the same work in Illinois as he does in Indiana, the workers' compensation costs in Illinois are 3 times, 4 times, 5 times higher than they are in Indiana. That's a big issue. Property taxes, a huge issue for manufacturers. Our property taxes are the second highest in the country. Manufacturers have a large amount of property, so you're basically taxing them out of the state with the property taxes. Labor policy, Indiana and Michigan, they enacted right to work. Wisconsin just enacted right to work. We know that that attracts manufacturers. Since Michigan and Indiana enacted right to work, each of those states have gained about 45,000 manufacturing jobs. In the same timeline, Illinois lost about 10,000 manufacturing jobs since they went right to work and we went the other way. So just looking at those policies, workers' compensation, property taxes, a right to work policy, when you put it all together, what you have in Illinois is an environment that's very anti-worker, where those blue-collar workers who do have some of these skills and those blue-collar workers who are trying to make their way up have a hard time finding a good rewarding opportunity so they can provide for their families. It's because of the Illinois that make it so difficult to be a producer, to be a maker in the land of Lincoln.
Advocate with you for a moment, Michael. Michael Lucci, our guest this morning on the morning meeting. You just detailed all those reforms for business. If I am someone who has a skill set that a large-scale manufacturer would like to have in their workforce, how are those reforms advantageous for me?
Well, the reforms of just, say, property tax and workers' compensation, those reforms just make it easier, actually, for a business to pay their workers more. When a business is sending all this money out the door in property taxes, that comes right out of the wages that they can pay to their employees. When a business has massive workers' compensation costs, that comes right out of the wages that they could pay to their employees, their ability to expand, grow new facilities in Illinois. So on the one hand, it reduces the headcount at these manufacturing facilities, and on the other hand, it reduces the wages that these businesses can pay to people because they just have so much money going to taxes and regulations in Illinois. There's not enough left for those good, skilled workers to be making a better and better wage. We actually see wages rising higher in these upstate Michigan. They've been having their wages rising higher than they are in Illinois. They're rising faster in those states.
Quaid asked the question before, and I'll give you the opportunity to kind of further this before we let you go. You mentioned looking at property taxes, looking at workers' comp reform, and looking at the cost of expansion for businesses as well as detriments to coming into the state. If you've got some policymakers' ears in Springfield right now as they put the budget together, what other things are you sort of nudging them to take a look at to make Illinois a place where manufacturers want to be again, a place where we can see growth in industry again?
Well, those two issues, the property tax freeze, the workers' compensation reform, those are and they're actually on the governor's agenda, so they're front and center. Those are very important issues. If we don't reform those issues, we're not going to have manufacturers locate here, and we already see that happening. Other things that would be advantageous are tort reform issues, the worker freedom, the right to work issue, maybe allowing that to happen at the local level in Illinois so that local communities can decide that we want to compete, we want to get that next facility, that next plant that's going to give our guys a lot of jobs in this community. And there are other issues with how we tax manufacturers on their inputs. We charge them a sales tax for, you know, all the things that they buy in Illinois. What we'd like to see at Illinois Policy Institute is for the business inputs, the business purchases, not to be subject to sales tax across the board, not just manufacturers. And only tax the sales at the retail level. So at the end of the day, the final purchase, that gets taxed. When you tax things at every level through the business and production process, that just makes it very difficult to be competitive. It makes it very difficult to hire people here rather than in a state where the sales tax is lower. So that's another reform that we'd like to begin ripening up, is to stop taxing these manufacturers on their business inputs, which are largely machinery, just like we don't tax service industry. We don't tax lawyers when they purchase a service from another law firm, but we do tax manufacturers when they purchase machinery that they use to make new products.
Seems to me that there are more legislators with law degrees than manufacturing degrees. That may be something we have to look into. Michael Lucci, our guest this morning on the morning meeting. He puts together economic policy for the Illinois Policy Institute. Michael, we promise we will follow up on your request to come on when there is happy news to talk about next time we get that opportunity. But it may be a while here in the state of Illinois. We appreciate your time this morning. Thanks, man.
Thanks for having me.
Giving conservatives a voice in the tri-states.
I mean, this stuff moves people.
It's the morning meeting on Talk Radio 930 WTAD. WTAD.